Hello.
Hey there. How's it going?
Going all right. Ready for a nap today.
Oh my gosh. If only, if only. I was thinking how much I miss having physical meetings because then you have to walk between the meetings and you can't do this back-to-back meeting thing. Like, this is just bad for humans. Okay, we'll see how many people come. I was very late getting the agenda posted, so we'll see. Let's give it a second, though. Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
We're just hanging out for a second while I get my tabs in order and see if anyone shows up. Hey, Maura.
Hello.
Hello again, I should say.
Yes. And is it a lovely day?
It?
I don't
Is
know.
it a lovely day? I don't know either.
Isn't there a song about that? I saw it on a TV commercial, Ella Fitzgerald or somebody. It's a lovely day today.
I'm
So,
sure there's more than one song about it being a lovely day. All right, let's go ahead and get started. I will go ahead and share my screen. All right. There we go. So there were a couple of things that I wanted to provide updates on. I know we haven't met in a while, but I think that we will have some meetings in September that hopefully we can get some people at. I'm not sure. A lot of people are still on vacation for the summer. Welcome back. Thanks for coming. For our announcements, we have some upcoming meetings in September. The first is on September 8th. That's this coming Monday. Jennifer posted about talking about a topic from the reporting app, and I just wanted to make sure we thought we would have enough people coming to make this worthwhile. I don't know if I do additional outreach, if even that will fix this problem. But basically, she wants to talk about how app reports can look different in different apps, or sorry, reports can look different in different apps. What do we think? Are y'all around next week?
I'll be there. And the 8th is Monday, right? That's the
It should
Monday
be
meeting.
Monday. Great. I will not. We think
You
that's
know what? I
okay.
have a conflicting meeting. I just am looking at my calendar. So I'm here, but we have some visitors coming to the library that I'm going to have to be hosting.
Okay. Because I might go ahead and tell her that it's a particularly busy time of year. So if she wants more attendees, it might be better to do this in October. But putting things off also doesn't really seem to solve this problem. So, I don't know.
Well, if we have, if we can define what enough means,
That's a really good question.
then we can, because the meeting's going to be recorded. And so if we define what enough people is, enough attendees, then maybe we can we can at least have like the preliminaries, and then people can like be strongly encouraged to watch the recording, and then we can revisit sort of revisit things at a later time, maybe in October, so that we
That
at
sounds
least
good
get the
too.
ball rolling.
Okay, well, I'll check in with her and see sort of what she wants to do. We'll see if she wants to keep the state or not. But just to say it one more time, I will not be here. I will be out of town. So hopefully she'll be okay with running the meeting without me. All right. There's no way that meeting is on September 9th. I don't know why I wrote that. Let me find out what it was supposed to be. 17th. So on the 17th, I am sure we will need to talk more about what's going on with Wolfgang. So we will do that on that Wednesday. And then the meeting that would have been on September 22nd, that's a Monday, will be canceled because many of us will be at Wolfgang. So that's what's coming up in September. Any questions or concerns about that? I hear nothing, so I will move directly on. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about is we went and talked to the product owners at their product owners meeting on August 27th. You can read sort of the agenda here. I did make an updated version of our priorities list, which is here. And there are some status notes on here that could be helpful. My general understanding is that there's nothing really for us to do, and all of the tasks are kind of with the POs. Oh, and I think you were there. Is that, did I just make that up because I want that to be the case, or?
No, I think that's right.
Okay. The one thing is that in getting ready for this meeting, I did go ahead and make those dashboards we've been talking about. So for the issues that we're watching, we now have dashboards where we can see all the issues linked to a specific UX prod. We can see the status of all of the issues, and we can see the activity stream. This is a little bit silly because they all have one issue linked to them, but I'm optimistic that eventually when we have subtasks, this will be really useful. So since we're mainly concerned with the top four, I just did the top four on here, and we'll see if we can get some traction on those. Did I put anything else in the agenda about this? Nope. All right. Any comments on the PO meeting? Any questions or concerns? One thing that I thought was interesting was that there has been some work that was related, but it kind of like moved on underneath us. So I believe it was in the MMSIG, one of our searching questions has a ticket that needs to be linked up with one of these. So that's interesting. It might be worth sort of checking out and seeing if we can find any other subtasks to link to our parent ticket as well. Okay. The last thing on this list was just sort of taking a look at this session. And figuring out what needs to be done to prepare for it. Yeah, I'm kind of torn on this because I feel like I keep hearing that this is a thing that is needed according to some people and not needed according to others. So I don't know if people are even still interested in this. What do y'all think?
Well, I mean, do you know how many people have signed up?
Question. 33. So there's at least some passing interest in this.
So, I'd say that it's worth doing, because 33 people have decided they want to go and see this presentation.
That's true. But returning to our sort of list of priorities that was here, I feel like the statement that all of the actions are with the POs would suggest that maybe this isn't needed by the people we think it is.
What makes you say that? Can you walk me through that?
Yeah. So, Kalila said something when I was asking about if any additional analysis was needed in order to find where certain things that we view as inconsistencies are. She said something that was along the lines of like, that's a setting, like, or like we don't like we can tell where that's going to be an issue based on the code, if I understood that correctly.
So Kalila can tell. Is there a way we can tell?
Not that I know of.
Maybe that needs a little translation and documentation, maybe.
That's true.
Sort of like the high priest needs to tell us what the code is doing and what we can expect.
Well, I think we can see what it's doing. But I don't know. What would be a good way to go about this? Should we choose one of these top issues that's a search one and sort of use that as the test case here?
Yeah, why not? Sorry, Owen, I see
Okay.
you've got the green square around your name. You must be wanting to say something.
Nope. Just forgot
No,
to mute, I
sorry,
guess.
just got to unmute, to mute, sorry.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
So I guess I will say I don't quite understand how, like, it just seems like to understand the search behavior is like from the code side is complex. Like it doesn't feel to me like a trivial task to know exactly what the behavior will be, because you've got, and maybe there are groups of apps where you'd say, okay, there's some consistency because they're done in the same way. But in all cases, you've got the question of what does the front end do? And we can expect some level of consistency there. And then what does the back end do? And again, like, we might expect the apps that are developed in the same way to be consistent, but we can't, like, knowing what manipulation happens on the back end in each case would seem like you need to, it doesn't feel to me trivial. I mean, I'm not suggesting it's incredibly complicated, but you've got to trace back where all of this is happening and all the places where it could be manipulated and changed before it's submitted, before we get a result, right? So I'm surprised. I guess the thing that would, like, observed behavior seems to me to be simpler to do here than code analysis. But maybe
Okay.
I might be wrong. Maybe, I mean, we could just send out something to each of the teams responsible and say, well, how does your search behave? Maybe that's the way to go, is just to, if we want to take action here, maybe it's about, bugging each team and saying, what's your current search behavior in regard to these things? Well, I suppose we could do that based on the matrix of responsibilities.
Okay, so maybe I misunderstood what Kalila was saying during that POs meeting, because I sort of what I heard was like that this is knowable and you think that it's still something that has to be observed or might be easier to observe. Like it's not I think I just heard, it's easy, don't worry about it, and then was like, great, my brain is off now.
I'm not sure that's your misunderstanding, but I think Khalida did give that impression, but I'm not sure I buy it. So
Okay, all right.
I guess that, like, yeah.
Even if that is the case, there's still the matter of like, who's available to do this work now, like, so it may be possible to ask every single team, like, how does your search work in this thing? But that's time away from that team. And we have people who are interested in this and who can observe it. And then we would have documentation that we've agreed would be useful. So maybe it is worth just doing ourselves. I think that the easiest thing to do would be for me to get my act together and put together what I think this should look like so that people have something to react to. I'm so sorry that is not done yet. But if everyone is happy with that, then maybe that's enough of a start.
That's a great start.
Okay. No objections means you agree. So, okay, great, perfect. All right. If that's enough, then that's everything that I have on the agenda today. Was there anything else that anyone would like to talk about? Nothing?
It's a day for short meetings, I guess.
It is a day for short meetings. All right. We've got floating stuff everywhere. Oh my God. Cool. All right. Well, if we're all okay with that, then I guess I'll let everyone go early. Thanks so much for your time today. And have a great rest of your Wednesday, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Tara.
Thanks, all.